Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Wellness Reset. On this podcast, we reset our minds and we reclaim our lives. And once again, I'm so grateful that you have chosen the time to spend with me today. Today, I want to ask you the question. I want to ask you, what if the biggest thing standing between you and the life that you have dreamed of is not your circumstances, but it is the way you see yourself? Think about that for one moment. How many opportunities have you talked yourself out of? How many dreams have you delayed because you did not believe that you were enough? How many rooms have you walked out of, already convincing yourself that you did not belong? Today we are exploring one of the most silent dream killers there is, and its name is insecurity. Not because insecure people aren't talented, and not because insecure people don't have potential, but because insecurity changes what you see. It convinces us that the possibility does not exist, even when it's standing right in front of you. Today we are deeping into the psychology of insecurity and why it develops, how it blocks opportunities, and most importantly, how we begin seeing possibilities again. How about you grab a cup of coffee and let's reset together. What is insecurity? Many people think that insecurity is simply low confidence, but it's much deeper than that. Psychology, or the psychology behind insecurity, it's really the internal belief that says, I am not good enough, I am not capable, I am not lovable, I'm going to fail. Maybe someone deserves this more than I do. I want you to notice something, that these things are not facts. They are beliefs. Psychologists often describe insecurity as distorted self-schema. A schema is a lens through which we interpret ourselves and the world. Imagine for 1 second putting on a pair of scratched glasses. The world hasn't changed, but the glasses have. Insecurities work exactly the same way. It distorts reality. It filters every compliment through doubt, every opportunity through fear, every mistake through shame. And often, we begin to project our insecurities and start labeling things in other people that we ourselves are struggling with. And often, it's not really happening to those people, but we often need to project in order to label. Where does insecurities come from? While there are many sources, we can name a few: childhood experiences, where children who are constantly exposed to criticism begin to believe the critic and believe that that is truth. If a child can hear that they are never good enough, or why can you never do something like your brother? Why are you always messing things up? The brain does not hear these things as comments. It begins to build your identity around them. Neuroscience tells us that repeated experiences strengthens neuro pathways. The brain literally becomes wired around those repeated messages. And those messages become automatic thoughts in childhood. And then, ultimately, in adulthood. as we know, trauma doesn't always come in major life events. Sometimes trauma is years of rejection, bullying, being overlooked, feeling like you've never been chosen. And your nervous system, it responds, accepting that, how do I avoid them? Is this another risk? And instead of believing, we doubt. And instead of dreaming, we settle. Today, social media has really amplified something that psychologist Leon Festlinger introduced, which is called social comparison theory. And this explains why humans naturally compare one another or compare themselves to others. We compare our behind the scenes with everyone's highlight reel, and we see this in social media. And we compare chapter 2 with someone else's chapter 20. And comparisons really convince us that we are behind when we are really not. And this now begins a pattern of feeling left behind. And possibility then starts to look impossible. But let's talk about something. Why does your insecurity block your possibility? Your brain doesn't show you the reality. It shows you what it believes is important. This is because of a system that's called RAS, better known as reticular activating system. And it acts as a filter. Every second in your brain processes millions of pieces of information. If it did not filter them, you'd become extremely overwhelmed. It filters based on your beliefs. If you believe, for instance, I'm unlucky, your brain then begins to act as a search engine, searching for that particular piece of evidence and information. If you believe I am not smart, your brain will immediately notice every mistake. If you believe no one wants me, you'll notice every rejection while you ignore every acceptance. This means that insecurity literally trains your brain to overlook possibility. The opportunity was actually there. You simply couldn't see it. We naturally seek evidence that confirms what we already believe. Imagine someone coming up to you at work and complimenting you. An insecure mind says, ugh, they are just being nice. Ugh, I knew I wasn't good enough. Positive then becomes invisible, while negative becomes your proof. When people experience repeated disappointment or failure, they begin to believe nothing they do matters. And eventually they stop trying, not because they cannot succeed, because they believe they cannot. Psychologist Martin Seligman developed a theory called, well, essentially he called it learning to be helpless. Think about how many people have buried dreams because of one failed business, one failed marriage, one failed interview, one failed exam. Failure became their identity. Instead of saying, I have failed, they began saying, I am a failure. And there is a huge difference in that tone of speech. Security promotes possibility, but insecurity steals possibility. For something to be possible, you require a vision, but insecurity creates tunnel vision. Insecurity begins to say, don't apply, don't speak, don't ask, don't dream, don't start, don't believe, don't hope. You begin to ask yourself questions like, because what if I fail? But possibility asks you a different question. It begins to ask, what if I succeed? Notice the difference. One is fear, the other is curiosity. Insecure people often underestimate themselves while overestimating everyone else. They assume that everyone else is capable. They assume they are not able to do what everyone else does. And they don't see their confidence. They don't see their talent. But here's the truth. Most successful people weren't fearless. They were simply willing. Willing despite the fear. Willing despite the uncertainty. Willing despite the insecurity. Confidence usually comes after the action, not before. Imagine standing outside a door. On the other side is your purpose. And insecurity keeps whispering, you're not ready. You're not ready. And then you wait. Months become years. Meanwhile, someone less qualified, but more willing, walks through the same door. Not because they are better than you, because they believed possibility existed. There are many people who chose possibility and became extraordinary. And we read about them and see them on television. And we follow them on Instagram and see their Facebook posts. One of them we know. Oprah Winfrey, for example. She grew up with poverty, extreme trauma and rejection and discrimination while she built her career. She was even told that she was not fit for television. Based on the color of her skin, she didn't fit the mold. Imagine if she believed that voice forever. Instead, she chose growth over labels. And she became one of the most influential women in history. Our very own Nelson Mandela, who was in prison for 27 years. Most people would have become consumed with bitterness and hopelessness. Instead, he held on to the possibility of a different South Africa. A free South Africa. His vision outlasted his imprisonment. His hope became a catalyst for a nation to transform. Every extraordinary human being faced with moments where there is insecurity could have written a different ending, but instead they rewrote the story. How do I make my eyes see possibility again? Healing insecurity is not pretending that you are confident. It's retraining your mind. Becoming aware of your inner dialogue. Listening to your thoughts. Would you speak to someone you love the way that you speak to yourself? Probably not. Challenge every thought that begins with I am not. Ask, is this really true or is this an old belief? Awareness is really where healing begins. How about you begin to collect the evidence against your insecurity? We must intentionally remember our victories, whether that is you keeping a journal and writing down every achievement and every compliment, every obstacle you've overcome, every answered prayer. Build evidence that you are capable. And you might be saying, how do I do that? Psychology calls this creating alternative evidence. You are teaching your brain a new story. How about you expand your comfort zone? Our brains learn through experience. Every time you do something difficult and survive, your nervous system updates. Updates like your computer software. Small acts of courage become large acts of confidence. Confidence is built through repeated experiences of overcoming. Not through positive thinking alone, but through overcoming. Perfection says, if I cannot do it perfectly, don't do it. Growth says, I'll improve as I go. No child, as you know, if you're a parent, no child learns to walk perfectly. They fall, they stand, they hold on to something, they stand again. They do it over and over and over again until they get the knack of it. Why should adulthood be any different? Renew your mind daily. New thought pathways. New habits. Your brain is not fixed. Neither is your future. Every day you choose hope. You strengthen hope, and every day you choose courage, you strengthen courage. Transformation is possible because you are deciding to adapt. Today I want you to remember one thing. Possibility has never disappeared from your life. Insecurity was simply hiding it. The opportunities may actually still be there. Your purpose is still there. Your calling is still there. The question is, what lens are you looking through? What if it can actually work? What if you send in that application, start the business, apply for the promotion, go back to university, write the book, have the difficult conversation, whatever that thing is, don't wait until the fear disappears. How about you move anyway? It's choosing possibility in spite of everything else. Thank you once again for joining me today. Joining me in the new journey of seeing possibility through a new lens. My name is Roxanne Domingo, and I'll see you on episode 8.